had a dream that you'd like to start up a new business, start doing something a little different, out of the ordinary, and you know, worried about the risk and whether you could do it? Well, there's two local business owners that have got together to do a little side project, and it's pretty neat. It's a new magazine that they've published, and the first edition is just out now. It's a very niche magazine. It's for the east end of the city. It's called Our Riverside. Christine Withington is owner of Salon Cure, and Cherish Rattan owns Be Cherished Aesthetics, and together, they've put together a magazine geared to residents in the Riverside neighborhood.
It was only a few months ago that you sat around and decided to do this, right?
Cherish and I got together trying to figure out 2020 looks, or 2023 looks a whole lot different than the last few years. And we really wanted to be able to reconnect with our community, and specifically Riverside. Our businesses have drastically changed over those years, and we wanted to reach them and show them what we had to offer. Luckily, having so many people behind the chair, I really got to pull them, figure out what did clients, how do we engage them? Mm-hmm. You know, is it a flyer? Is it a magazine? Is it, what is it? Anyways, we thought to ourselves, we can't be the only business owners feeling the same way. So it started with just a couple people. We were going to put this little magazine together, and it grew. Yes. And, you know, through the help and the support that we've had through friends and colleagues and other business owners. It grew. And then it grew with the community. It grew with connections with Miracle League Baseball and
safety.
Yeah. So yeah, there was definitely, Riverside was looking for something a little bit more unique. And Riverside is on its own a very unique community, very supportive. They want to support businesses within Riverside. We have amazing history, great culture. We have, you know, great patios and restaurants, and so many, you know, little shopping boutiques. And
even the home-based businesses that people started as well. There's a lot in our area that they're all on board. Everybody and they wants to be a part of it.
And they want their word out there, though, right? They want people to know that they're there.
Yeah. So we specifically gear towards Riverside. So from Westminster to Rendezvous, Riverside Drive to South National Tracks, we deliver to every single home. It's and business, which is 16,200. All delivered through Canada Post. So it started off as, like I said, just a few of us getting together. It grew from 8 pages to 16, and we ended up with 24 pages. And all of the community events page is hyper-focused on Riverside. And it's just going to grow. Our website, we really want it to be the go-to hub for what's happening in Riverside, supporting the baseball, supporting hockey, basketball, school events.
Hours.
Yep. So we're currently working on another segment in the website where it'll be job opportunities. So for employers looking, employees, but then also for people looking to have somebody come in to do volunteer hours, or somebody that's looking to do volunteer hours.
So you're both kind of in one sector together, but to get into publishing, how did it happen? Like, it happened so fast, and it's a beautiful looking magazine.
Thank you.
So how did you... Was there a couple people that helped you, like, kind of navigate this whole thing?
Absolutely. You know, when you're doing the right thing, things just fall into place. That's exactly what happened with this. We, along the way, were encouraged and introduced to many great people, all of whom wanted the same thing. So everybody helping out with the magazine is a part of Riverside, and are very invested into that magazine as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's, I think people started hearing about what we wanted, and they started reaching out. So,
there's a lot of ads in there too. So for such a quick start to everything else you did, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it definitely blew us away. So, and we're looking forward to it being even better and bigger next time. So our next issue will be coming out the first week of September.
Is this like a quarterly kind of thing that you're doing?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. And then, besides ads and pretty pictures and stuff, I mean, you've got some substantive articles in there. How did you decide what was going to be that kind of topic? What was going to be the focus? just the people in the community, for, like, trying to spotlight that? Or
I've known Jada since she was very young. I felt that, you know, for being a young Riversider growing up, I thought that she could definitely bring a lot to the table and talking about Riverside and what she's doing to help with Riverside in the future. And then everything just started coming organically. So we're pretty excited with some of the topics that we plan on covering for this September issue.
The next one, yeah.
So you'll have to stay tuned.
How much time does this take for you to do? How much time did you have to put in personally? Aside, you know, because you've got jobs, you have businesses.
It was another full-time job. Yeah. It was a lot, but it got easier and easier as we had advice from many friends, and we quickly learned we couldn't do it all. So we, you know, hiring a writer, hiring a web designer, our social media director, consulting with close friends, and giving us the advice, and we listened, and it's good, it's great because of them.
Mm-hmm. Good. So you're both already starting, getting ready for the next issue?
And yeah, we have been for a little
bit. It's been wonderful. We've had quite a few people reach out already, so... Yeah. We're thrilled.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's Christine Withington and Chara Shutan, who now put out a new magazine in the city, a new local magazine called Our Riverside. Good luck to them. I know we have a number of different magazines in different sectors around our area, lots to choose from. But hey, there's always room for more, right?